Cheers, thank you very much for having us on board.
Thank you. I met the Prince on an upper deck of his yacht.
Indeed, for having us on your boat.
Come sit down over here.
We hope that as this thing unfolds, the truth will come out, because it's very important for me and my company, who are investors in News Corp since 20 years, to get this in order, because ethics to me is very important.
I mean, there's some terribly unethical things have taken place at News Corporation. I mean, awful things like hacking into the telephone of a murdered teenager, hacking into the telephone of relatives of British soldiers who've died in action. I mean, these are awful things.
I just like to correct you. The problem has happened at the News of the World newspaper and not at News Corp level. And I like to differentiate between News Corp conglomerate and the News of the World that was shut down. And unfortunately, that these tactics that were used by those tabloid newspapers in the UK were done not only by News of the World, but by other newspapers and tabloid newspapers also.
But James Murdoch's in an uncomfortable position, isn't he? Because either he knew what was going on and didn't tell the British authorities, in which case he's liable perhaps to a criminal prosecution, or he didn't know, in which case, as a manager, he wasn't in control of his own organisation. I mean, either way, they don't come out looking good.
I think we have to wait for the commission that has been appointed by the Prime Minister and look at the results. Why should we anticipate and predict and preempt what they're going to come up with? The facts are going to come out very imminently and soon, hopefully.
But what do you think as a major shareholder? I mean, you're the second biggest shareholder after Rupert Murdoch himself. I mean, you know, what have you been saying to Rupert Murdoch about what's been happening?
What I say to Mr. Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch, who are my friends, who are my allies in News Corp and in my company in Saudi Arabia, the Rotana, I said to them that you have to cooperate fully, and they are going to fully cooperate with the commission that has been appointed by the Prime Minister to dig deep and get the truth out, and nothing but the truth. They know exactly my high ethics when it comes to business, and frankly speaking, from my dealings with them, I've witnessed nothing but high ethics in the past 20 years.
You know, the B Sky B was a key part of the strategy for growth of News Corp, wasn't it?
It was a key strategy, but at the end of the day, you have to understand that News Corp is a profitable company even without the remaining 61% of B Sky B. The B Sky B is being shelved right now, but it's not dead forever.
So you think News Corp might come back and make a bid again for B Sky B?
I don't talk on behalf of management. Management is Mr. Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch. But at the end of the day, this bid has been withdrawn, and based on the law in the UK, the minimum period is to come back is 6 months. And we always have to see what happens after 6 months.